This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. On the line, we are chatting it up with someone who's not only an actor, he's a comedian, he is a producer, he is a huge sports fan. It's my main man, Michael Rappaport. Mike, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, JR. Good to see you. Good to be talking to you. Thanks for having me, my man.
No, absolutely. I know in the midst of everything that's going on here in 2020, it doesn't matter if it's sports and how it ties into COVID and social injustice issues. When you take a snapshot of what we've seen so far this year in the sports world, are you happy that we have sports? What are your thoughts there in a general sense? How have you dealt with it?
I mean, I'm so happy and grateful that we have sports and that we were able to have the bubble and Major League Baseball and NHL hockey and NFL, because, you know, there's so much going on, obviously, and to have that escape and to have that fun. You know, it's fun. Whether you're winning or losing, at the end of the day, it's fun. It's really, it's been above and beyond for me. I mean, I really appreciate it probably more than ever, because at one point we were like, well, when are we going to get sports again? So I think the games themselves have been great in all the sports. Obviously, I'm a basketball, football guy first. I've watched some baseball. I'm excited about the World Series. Even the UFC fights that they've had overseas and in Vegas. I mean, I appreciate it all. And we do deserve, you know, a break from ourselves, a break from our lives, a break from our quarantine. And it's been great. 2020, as far as the sports coming together, has been so much better than nothing.
Most definitely. We know the Los Angeles Lakers just won their title. And it's going to be a short, compacted, I guess you can call it, off season. We know things are going to run to the draft and free agency, but a lot of talk, even a week, 2 weeks after them winning the title, has been about LeBron James and the Lakers just winning in the bubble. Is it too difficult? Is it not difficult enough? What are your thought processes when it comes to teams that are winning titles here in 2020?
You can't take anything away from them. You know, I think the Laker haters and the LeBron haters, and I raise my hand for being one of those. You know, you look for ways, but if they didn't win, you know, it would be totally valid. They were the most focused. They were the best team. They were the most consistent team, and they won. Whether you like it or not, they won. You can't take anything away from them. You knew LeBron wasn't going to come down there to play games, and the rest of the guys on that team followed suit, and they won. It was a great. The whole bubble process was great. The games were great from the beginning. And I wasn't surprised that they were great from the beginning, because they had nothing but basketball to do. The playoffs were great. You know, you had some great games. There's always blowouts. You know, I love when this year they're like, oh, it's because they're in a bubble. There's always blowouts in the playoffs. That's just basketball. You know, I wish that game 6 would have been a more competitive, but Miami was, they put forth a gallant effort, and there's no asterisks in baseball. There's no asterisks in NHL. These guys are professionals, and when they're out there competing against other people, you know, it is what it is. And whether we miss the fans, which of course we do, or don't, the games were excellent.
Michael Rappaport is here with us, CBS Sports Radio, mega fan, producer, actor, comedian. When you talk about the Lakers, we know this has been a wild year, even outside of the pandemic and everything else. You know, I had to go on a radio earlier this year back in February. It's one of those things that you don't want to do. And I had to, you know, tell my audience here in Atlanta about the passing of Kobe Bryant. Just with your time spent growing up in New York and all the time you spent in L.A., when you think about Kobe Bryant, what thoughts come to your mind as a person, as a basketball player, competitor, businessman?
Man, you know, when I look at the whole spectrum of it, you know, I think in the beginning, you know, it was Kobe doubters, Kobe lovers, Kobe haters. You know, there were so many different, you know, there was a little peasy Afro Kobe. There was bald headed Kobe. But the thing about him, you know, he competed, he played hard all the time. He loved basketball. And obviously the transition that he made, we see other athletes, they can't put down their fighting stance. The transition that he made as soon as he retired, he truly gave everything to the game and there was nothing left. And to see the way he transitioned to, you know, wanting to be a filmmaker and, you know, obviously being a great dad and being out there and being so supportive of the WNBA and just, he really was a prince and obviously was devastating for everybody, you know. He was special. And then when you look back at the old interviews, you know, what you take for granted in real time, he was some sort of like, you know, philosopher about life and sports and competition and greatness and, you know, being in the dream and not just reaching the dreams. And he's very special person, you know, and obviously it was just a tragedy for everybody, all the families impacted. And you know, I mean, that's the one thing that I'm very happy about is that the Los Angeles Laker fans and specifically the people in his family and the other victims of that crash, you know, they have that little, it's not going to fix anything, but they have that little championship, you know, moment of happiness, which I'm sure meant a lot to his family and to everybody, you know, that suffered from the losses.
Michael Rapaport is hanging out here with us on CBS Sports Radio. I want to switch gears. Let's actually talk about Tom Brady. He left Bill Belichick. He left the Patriots for a milder climate in Tampa Bay. And it looks like things finally might be clicking. They beat the bricks off of the Green Bay Packers recently. What are your thoughts on Tom Brady? Do you think he's going to see another ring? Does that add to his legacy? Did he make the right move in moving?
Well, I think he made the right move. And I ain't no Tom Brady apologist because, like I said, I'm a New York Giants fan and we buried him twice, two times. But I will say for me, I do enjoy being able to root for him. You know, I think he did make the right decision. Whether they win a Super Bowl or not, it was time for a change. I think that when you go into a new system with a new coach and a new stadium and a new players and a whole new thing, I mean, he's only known one thing. There's going to be mistakes. There was no normal preseason and all that stuff. I'm enjoying seeing them good. And if Mike Evans continues to stay healthy and that offense continues to stay healthy and the defense clicks and they don't make these weird mistakes that they were making, I mean, they're going to be very, very tough. And I've always liked Bruce Arians. So I'm enjoying it. You know, I'm enjoying being able to enjoy Tom Brady a little bit more. It could change on a dime because I have deep seated feelings about Tom Brady, but right now it's very positive.
He's 43 years old, Mike. It's one hit. I know he has the special diet and he takes the other food and the exercise. Could you imagine getting abused and knocked around by guys who are 300 pounds when you're 43 years old?
Crazy. He's sick, man. And you know, you could say what you want about him and LeBron. These guys are, they're sick, man. The you know, and one thing that whether you hate Brady, hate LeBron, you know, a lot of these players, you see them get their paychecks, you see them get their contracts, and they're like their brain goes somewhere else. These guys have all the money. Tom Brady doesn't need to be doing this. LeBron James doesn't need to be doing this. He doesn't need to be re-upping for next year. They're different kinds of people. And what drives them is similar to what drove Kobe Bryant. It wasn't just about, you know, I'm getting my contract, I'm good. Because a lot of these players in all the sports, it's like, I got my money, I'm good. And it's like, you're cheating yourself, man. You only get one ride being young. It's not like you're a musician where you could, you know, fill up Radio City Music Hall when you're, you know, 78 like James Brown. You don't get to do that in sports. It's a short period. And I'm so surprised with all the ESPN 30 for 30s and the you know, the specials, and you see people talk and all that stuff. Like, it's like they people still take it for granted. I mean, you're only young once, and sports is a young man's game. And when you see players in all the sports just kind of like, I got paid, I'm good. It's like, you know, you're whack. You're not good. You're whack. Like, you're cheating yourself. You're cheating every single thing that got you there. So that's why I can't take anything away from either one of them.
You can't. Michael Rappaport is here with us, comedian, actor, producer on CBS Sports Radio. You talk about money. We unfortunately had to see Dak Prescott. This guy was sitting on a contract, was just franchise tag, making north of $30 million, declined a long-term deal, broke his ankle, and you see what the Dallas Cowboys have fallen to. They look disgusting. The defense is terrible. The Dallas Cowboys, it's crazy, but it's great marketing. Jerry Jones is an amazing marketer. Dallas, the Cowboys, it's not a sports franchise on earth. $5.5 billion. It's not a soccer club. It's not the Yankees. It's the Dallas Cowboys. What do you think about Jerry Jones being in charge? So some of the decisions that he's made recently and over the years, it's like he's going to go to the grave with every decision with these boys.
That's on him. You know, one thing I love about Jerry Jones is that he's going to be the one suffering. So he makes the decisions, and I have no problem seeing him suffer. Obviously, everybody was brokenhearted seeing Dak go down. You never want to see, you know, the number one player or the guy on the back of the bench to have an injury in any kind of sport. I'm a Giants fan, so I have no problem, enjoying Dallas Cowboys' misery. And, Jerry Jones, he's done a lot of great things, but he wants to, you know, make all the decisions. I've never seen him catch a pass. I've never seen him kick a field goal. I've never seen him take a snap. I've never seen him pull as a guard. So obviously he knows his stuff, but it's a team. And I think, you know, it takes a team to make decisions even behind, even in the front office. So I have no problem with them being miserable. Zeke Elliott is on my fantasy football team. He was disgusting last night. I wonder, would he fumble the ball if it was a buffet ticket? If it was like he fumbles a football, but if he had a ticket to the buffet, would he fumble that? Because I don't know what's happening with him. He's another one. It's like, it's a short period, man. Enjoy it while you can, especially running backs. So I have no problem with them suffering, but I do need Zeke to step things up. The Red Rocket, bye-bye. I think he'll do better. I mean, he was gross on Monday night, but I think he'll do better, though.
Yeah, I think the whole entire Cowboys squad is kind of gross. To kind of start to wrap things up here, is there anything sports-wise you would like to complain about here on CBS Sports Radio that we might have missed?
Well, you got me on the LeBron. You got me on the Knicks. I mean, let me ask you this. Just we're LA, California. What do you, I know it's hard to make because it's literally like this guy's like an Instagram draft pick, but what do you think, what do you know about LaMelo Ball and who will be the player, who will be the NBA rookie of the year, whatever formation we have a season in next year?
Oh, it's ridiculous. When you talk about LaMelo Ball, I think if you want to look on a bright side, he can fall back on the experience of his brothers.
Yeah.
And, you know, his dad is not as bombastic. He's not as boisterous as he was.
Yeah.
They have gone through the process of launching their own big baller brand and getting sued and watching it fall and being traded. You have had the success of going to the NBA.
Yeah.
Both brothers. You've had one brother went to the Lakers. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, it's a fairy tale. But he's now fallen on hard times. I mean, he went into the bubble and people are saying, oh, well, Lonzo, you are in New Orleans and you stink. You're awful right now. So I think the youngest son, he has the benefit of the doubt of establishing his own identity. He's probably the most exciting guy in the draft. There's so many point guards. You even think about somebody like Greg Anthony's son. He has a bad year at UNC, and now people are like, oh, well, he'll get drafted somewhere down deep in the first round. So there are a lot of picks. I personally like James Wiseman. I think he is a big 7'2", didn't get a full chance to play at Memphis. He'll take some time. I think the bigger question is, you got a team like the Golden State Warriors. Are they going to take that new generation big, Are they going to try to strike right now while everything is hot, while you got Curry and these guys in their prime? You're going to try to stretch it out a few years. So those are some of the biggest questions I have as we move into this NBA. I guess we already in the NBA offseason, and we got to wait till the games get started, I presume, in maybe January.
I love Golden State, and they're the sleeping giant that I hope they come back and everybody stays healthy and they bury the Lakers. I love Stephen Clay. I mean, that feels like 7 years ago. It was only a year ago that champion. It was a little bit more than a year now, but that championship. So I can't wait for those guys to come back. I mean, they bring so much joy and excitement to the game. Those two and Draymond, and you know, like, it literally, because of everything we dealt with it and then being so injured last year, it's going to be dope to see Golden State bring back, because they have such joy when they play. And we need that in our sports right now.
They got something to prove. And let's face it, the Los Angeles Lakers, they're going to need a local foil that isn't the disaster of the Clippers. And so I think you think about California, seeing some matchups between the Lakers, the Clippers, Golden State, all battling it out. I think that's pretty damn dope, Mike.
I do too, man. Well, I appreciate you having me on. Anytime, JR, you want me, just hit me, radio, whatever, Zoom. I'm always down to talk to you, man. I love your take on everything.
No doubt about it. We've been chatting it up with Michael Rappaport here. You're listening to CBS Sports Radio. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.